In this series, we're studying the subject of divine healing.
Ini sesi orang bakal diajar mengenai kewarasan ilahi.
If you begin looking through your Bible, you won't go very far before you run into the subject of healing.
Pemirsa derek ngawita ningali kitab suci, saderek moal ngaos, satu acana saderek mendakan topik.
If you study the ministry of Jesus in the four Gospels,
pemirsa derek diajar mengenai pelayanan Yesus di kaopat Injil.
It almost seems that Jesus is either leaving, having just healed someone.
Tinggalina setiap Yesus mios, anjina ngadamangkeun saseurang.
Or he's in the process of healing someone.
Anjina dilebet proses ngadamangkeun saseurang.
Or he's going to heal someone.
Anjina bade mios kanggo ngadamangkeun.
Healing was all through the ministry of Jesus.
Kawarasan aya di sadayana pelayanan Yesus.
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Anjeuna tetap sami kawari, ayeuna sareng samina.
Among many Christians today, there are different beliefs.
Di antara seueur urang Kristen aya kapercayaan anu benten-benten.
When it comes to the subject of healing, many people believe that healing has passed away.
Waktos dugi kana topik kawarasan seueur jalmi percaya yen kawarasan paratus aya.
They say that when the last apostle died, that there's been no more healing for many generations.
Maranehna nyarios rasul terakhir parantos maot, teu aya deui kawarasan kanggo nu seueurna.
We know that Jesus is the healer and he's still the same.
Urang terang yen Yesus nyaeta ngadamangkeun saurang anjeunna masih tetep sami.
The same Holy Spirit is working in the church today. He has not changed.
Kudus anu sami nuju barang damel di lebet gereja ayeuna aranjeunna tarobah.
There are others that believe that God does heal today, but not very often.
Ya saeur jalmi nu percanten yen Allah ngadamengkeun dina danget ayeuna.
That when God does heal, it's only by his sovereign choice and that you cannot receive healing by faith.
Kudus Allah ngadamengkeun kumargi pilihan anu berdaulat, sadek teu tiasa nampi kawarasan.
And then there are Christians that believe that healing is a part of the redemption of Christ.
Rasaya seueur jalma Kristen anu percanten yen kawarasan eta bagian tina penebusan Kristus.
Just like the forgiveness of sins is a part of the redemption of Christ.
Dami sapertos pangampura dosa-dosanya eta bagian penebusan Kristus.
And they say that because of that we can receive healing just like we can receive forgiveness of sins.
Rananya harus kumargi kitu urang tiasa nampi kawarasan sami sapertos urang tiasa nampi pangampura dosa.
There's only one way to find out which is right.
Kita mengiji jalan kanggo ngingkeun nu mana nu leres.
Through a prayerful, diligent study of God's word.
Nalangkungan doa diajar rawuhan Allah nu rajin.
In this lesson, we're going to talk to you about the redemption of Christ.
Ina pelajaran ieu urang bakal ngabahas ngeunaan penebusan Kristus.
And I believe that we will see from the scriptures that Jesus took care of sickness just like sin.
Di percanten yeun urang bakal ningali di dawuhan Allah, Yesus nangani panyakit sami sareng dosa.
The important thing is not just what I think about it or what another person thinks about it.
Anu penting sanes mung naon anu abdi emutan ngeunaan eta tanapi naon nu kubatu emutan.
What is important is what does the word of God have to say?
Naon nu pentingnya eta naon nu dawuhan Allah sarioskeun.
The Bible must be our final authority on all issues.
Kitab suci kedah janten otoritas pangluhurna kanggo sadayana masalah.
Not our own human experiences or feelings.
Dan pengalaman atau miraraosan urang selaku manusia.
But the word of God.
Tapi dawuhan Allah.
So I encourage you to have an open heart as we study the Bible.
Abdi ngadorong saderek kanggo muka hate sawatara urang diajar kitab suci sareng.
The book of Romans in the 5th chapter, it says that sin came through one man, Adam.
Roma pasal 5 dijeroskeun yen dosa lebet ngalangkungan saurang jalma nyata Adam.
And that death came through sin.
Dan maut kajantena akibat tina dosa.
And that death has spread to all men.
Dan maut tos nyebar ka sadaya umat manusia.
Through Adam's transgression in the Garden of Eden.
Nalangkungan pelanggaran Adam di Taman Eden.
Sin, sickness, and woe has come upon the human race.
Dosa sagala penyakit sareng kasangsaraan parantos kena ka umat manusia.
Satan tempted Adam and Eve in the garden and they disobeyed God.
Setan ngagoda Adam sareng Hawa di taman maranehna teu taat ka Allah.
From that time God's creation has been thrown into a turmoil.
Saprak eta ciptaan Allah parantos dipicin kalebet kakacauan.
Now the Bible says that death entered the world through one man.
Di kitab suci yen maut lebet ka ieu dunya. Nalangkungan hiji jalma.
Sin opened the door.
Dosa parantos muka panto.
through Adam's transgression.
Rangkungan pelanggaran Adam.
Now the Bible calls Jesus Christ the second Adam.
Kitab suci nyebutkan Yesus Kristus selaku Adam kedua.
Jesus came to fix what the first Adam had done.
Disumping kanggo ngalereskeun naon ku Adam parantos pedamel ngawitan.
Man had become separated from God through sin.
Manusia parantos papisah ti Allah ngalangkungan dosa.
Jesus came to bring us into union with God.
Yesus sumping kanggo ngahijikeun urang sareng Allah.
Jesus has come to heal the heartache of the human race.
Sumpingna kanggo ngadamangkeun hate umat manusia nuraheut.
But also we find that until Adam's transgression there was no sickness in the world.
Tapi urang oge mendakan dugi ka pelanggaran anu ku Adam nipidamel teu aya panyakit.
Has the redemption of Jesus Christ done anything to bring healing to us?
Nah, penebusan Yesus Kristus nyanda kawarasan ka urang.
Has it done anything to free us from the curse of sickness?
Nah, penebusan ieu ngalakukeun naon wae kang ngabebaskeun urang tina kutuk penyakit.
That's what we're going to study in the Word of God.
Nya ieu anu bakal urang bahas dina dawuhan Allah.
You cannot have faith if you do not know the Word of God.
Saderek teu tiasa ngagaruan iman upami saderek teu terang dawuhan Allah.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God.
Iman ayat tinu ngadangu sareng dadanguan dawuhan Allah.
God's word reveals God's will.
Dawuhan Allah nunjukkeun pangersala.
I did not have faith to receive salvation and be freed from sin until I heard the gospel preached.
Abdi teu gaduh iman kanggo nampi kaslametan sareng dibebaskeun tina dosa dugi ka abdi ngadangu Injil diwawarkeun.
We must preach the gospel of salvation to humanity.
Urang kudu ngabagkeun Injil kaslametan ka umat manusia.
The Bible says, how can they believe in him in whom they have not heard?
Kitab suci nyarios kumaha maranehna tiasa percanten anjeunna upami teu pernah ngadangu ngeunaan Yesus.
How can they hear without a preacher?
Kumaha maranehna tiasa ngadangu upami teu aya anu ngawawarkeun.
So then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Iman aya ti ngadanguan sareng ngadangu dawuhan Allah.
I saw a man in a meeting one time do something.
Abdi ningali saurang pamenggat dina hiji riungan medamel hiji hal.
He just went and laid hands on people and said, you're saved, you're saved, you're saved.
Anjeunna mieus sareng numpangkeun panangan di luhureun jalma-jalma terasnya rios mana diselametkeun.
I read the Bible and that's not the way salvation is received.
Abdi ngaos kitab suci ieu sanes cara nampi kaslametan.
I must trust God personally with my life.
Abdi kada percantan ka Allah secara pribadi sareng hirup abdi.
Otherwise we could just run through the world and touch everyone and say you're saved and they don't understand.
Urang mung lulumpatan di dunya noel kana jalma sareng nyarios mana diselametkeun.
That person must believe with their heart and confess with their mouth Jesus Christ is Lord.
Tapi jalma eta kada percaya sareng hate oge ngaku kulambeina ka Yesus Kristus teu pangeran.
They have to know that it's God's will for them to be saved before they can be saved.
Marane kada terang pangersalah kanggo maranehna satu acana maranehna tiasa diselamat.
That's why we preach to them.
Ieu sababna na urang khotbah ka maranehna.
The same thing is true with healing.
Anu sami kajantenan kumargi kawarasan.
The greatest need in the church today concerning healing.
Kebutuhan pangagengna di lebet gereja ngeunaan kawarasan.
Is to find out what the word of God has to say.
Naka naon anu didawuhkeun ku Allah carioskeun.
So many people pray but they don't know what the Bible says.
Kitu seueur jalmi ngadoa tapi maranehna teu terang naon anu ku kitab suci dicarioskeun.
It's almost as if they're reaching out in the dark hoping to find God.
Mieun sareng rupa-rupa dina poek miharep mandakan Allah.
But just like with salvation you need to know the will of God first.
Sami sapertos kasalametan saderek perlu terang pangersa Allah ngalangkungan ti payun.
If I came to a man on the street and said, would you like to accept Jesus Christ and be saved?
Wangi abinya ketan seorang pamegat di jalan terasnya dari senah sadari kerasa nampi Yesus Kristus sarang diselamatkan.
And if he responded to me and said, well, I don't know if it's God's will for me to be saved.
Wangi anjana nanggap abdi terasnya dari abdi terang nah iya pengerasa Allah atau diselamatkan abdi.
I would share with him from the Bible that Jesus died for all men.
Abdi ngadugikan kaselamatan di kitab suci yang Yesus parantos pupus kang sadayana.
That whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Singsan ngageruan di lebet nami Gusti Yesus bakal diselamatkeun.
That's the only way he could find out.
Nah, hiji-hijina jalan di mana anjeunna tiasa mendakan kaslametan.
He doesn't need to just wait for the Holy Spirit to show him that he's one of the lucky ones that God wants to save.
Kedangan tosan Roh Kudus kanggo nunjukkeun ka mantenna yen anjeunna salah sahiji anu untung.
Yet many people do that with healing.
Kukituna seueur jalmi midamah hal eta ngan kawarasan.
So If someone is not sure if it's God's will that they be healed, I would go to them with the word of God and show them what Jesus Christ has
done.
And I believe the scriptures are just as clear on healing as they are on the forgiveness of sins. If we just looked at the types and shadows in the Old Testament, things that pointed to Jesus Christ's sacrifice on Calvary, we can learn about healing.
Anu nunjukkeun pengorbanan Yesus Kristus di Kalvari, urang tiasa diajar ngeunah kawarasan.
When the nation of Israel was in captivity in the land of Egypt,
tos bangsa Israel dijajah di Mesir.
God brought them out of captivity with a Passover lamb.
Allah nyandak maranena kaluar ti jajahan sareng anak domba Paskah.
They would sacrifice that lamb and put the blood over the door and then eat the Passover lamb.
Maranena ngorbankeun anak domba eta teras ngoleskeun getina di payunun panto lajeng tuang anak domba.
And the angel of death passed over all of the houses where the blood was.
Malaikat maut ngaliwatan sadaya bumi anu aya getihna.
And between 2 and 3 million Jews marched out of the land of Egypt free.
Antara 2 dugi ka 3 juta Yahudi ngabaris bebas kaluar ti Mesir.
And in Psalm 105 it tells us something very interesting.
Jabur 105 masih terang ka urang ngeunaan hiji hal nu pisan.
It says there wasn't one feeble or sick person among all of their tribes.
Dijereskeun dijinya yen teu aya jalma anu lemah tanapi gering di antawi sadaya bangsa maranehna.
Between 2 and 3 million Jews that had lived for years in slavery and they're all healthy.
Atanapi 2-3 juta jalmi Yahudi nu hirup pangtaun-taun dijajahan anu maranehna sadaya sehat.
When they partook of the Passover lamb, the greatest mass healing in history took place.
Atos maranehna nyandak bagian ti anak domba Paskah kawarasan massal anu pangageuna kajantenan dina sejarah.
That Passover lamb is a type of Jesus Christ.
Anak domba Paskah nyaeta hiji conto Yesus Kristus.
The Bible says Jesus is our Passover sacrificed for us.
Kitab suci nyereskeun Yesus nyaeta Paskah urang dikorbankeun kanggo urang.
When I trust in Jesus as my Savior, His blood covers my heart. Kami
masyarakat diri di lebet Yesus, salahku juru selamat getihna nutupan hati abdi.
And spiritual death has to pass right over me.
Upus rohani, separantos lawas kamu abdi.
Just like the angel of death passed over the homes of the Israelites in the land of Egypt.
Kami separantos malaikat maut ngalangkungan bumi-bumi orang Israel di tanah Mesir.
But they also received healing from the Passover lamb.
Maranenan oge nampi kawarasan ti anak domba Paskah.
Shouldn't we find healing in Jesus Christ, who is the reality?
Nah, ieu teu kedah urang nginginkeun kawarasan di lebet Yesus Kristus.
765 years after the first Passover took place.
765 taun sapertos Paskah anu ngawitan kajantenan.
The Bible says that the Lord listened to Hezekiah and healed the people when they kept the Passover.
Kitab suci nyereuskeun yen Gusti Yesus ngadangukeun Raja Hizkia sareng ngadamangkeun jalma-jalma waktu semarana meling Paskah.
In the Old Testament, healing was tied to that Passover meal.
Dina perjanjian lawas kawarasan dikaitkeun sareng tuang dina waktu Paskah.
It finds its fulfillment in Jesus.
Ya digenapi di lebet Yesus.
I read in the book of Numbers in the Old Testament something interesting.
Abi ngau hiji hal anu saya dina kitab bilangan dina perjanjian lawas.
The children of Israel had been disobedient to God and serpents had come and were biting many of them.
Jeung barudak Israel taat ka Allah teras oray-oray datang tuluy macok ka maranehna.
And many of them were dying.
Jeur nu sakarat.
And God commanded Moses to put a serpent on a pole and lift it up high.
Pangeran merintahkeun ka Musa kanggo ngadamel oray tamaga sareng nyimpen di luhureun tiang.
And it came to pass that everyone that looked at the serpent, they were healed.
Tiap jalma anu melongo oray eta maranehna didamangkeun.
And they were forgiven for their sin of rebellion.
Maranehna diampura kumargi dosa ngabrontak maranehna.
That serpent on the pole is a type of Jesus Christ on the cross.
Urang oray di luhur tiang eta nyaeta Yesus Kristus di salib.
Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so I must be lifted up on the cross.
Sami seperti Musa ngajungjungkeun orai di padang pasirna, kitu deui anak manusia kedah dijungjung.
Healing and forgiveness were brought about by the type in the Old Testament.
Kawarasan sareng pangampura dihasilkeun ku contoh tina perjanjian lawas.
Shouldn't we find the same through Jesus Christ, who is the reality and the fulfillment of the type?
Nanti sakedahna urang mendakan hal ieu anu sami ngalakukan Yesus Kristus nu mangrupi realita penggenapan conto.
In the Old Testament, God revealed himself to his people.
Dina perjanjian lawas Allah nunjukkeun dirina ka umatna.
There were 7 redemptive names that God used to reveal himself.
Aya 7 nama penebus nu Allah kanggo nunjukkeun dirina.
I just want to share them with you and tell you what they mean.
Abdi mung masihan terang saderek teras masihan terang naon harusna.
And each of these names again point to Calvary and his sacrifice.
Masing-masing nami eta nunjukkeun ka Kalvari sareng pengorbanan.
God revealed himself as Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there.
Allah nunjukkeun dirina selaku Yehova Shammah, pangeran aya di dinya.
And we have the presence of God with us and in us through the sacrifice.
Kagaduhan kehadiran Allah sasarengan urang sareng dilebet urang ngalangkungan pengorbanan Yesus.
God secondly revealed himself as Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace.
Kadua Allah nunjukkeun dirina salaku Yehova Shalom, pangeran nyaeta pendamai urang.
Through Jesus Christ's sacrifice we have peace with God and we have peace in our hearts.
Ngalangkungan pengorbanan Yesus Kristus urang ngagaduhan karta sareng Allah teras urang ngagaduhan karta dina hate urang.
Number 3, God revealed himself as Jehovah Rea, the Lord our shepherd.
Nu katilu Allah nunjukkeun dirina salaku Yehova Rea, pangeran teh pangangun urang.
When I accept Jesus Christ, he becomes my shepherd.
Sabi nampi Yesus Kristus anjeunan jadi pangangon abdi.
Number 4, God called himself Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider.
Nu kaopat Allah nyebat dirina Jehovah Jireh, pangeran nyaeta panyadia urang.
And all of my needs are taken care of through Christ Jesus.
Sadayana kabuktian urang dipinuhan ngalangkungan Yesus Kristus.
Number 5, God called himself Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner.
Kalima Allah nyebat dirina nyalira Jehovah Nissi, pangeran nyata panji urang.
And I have protection surrounding me through Jesus Christ.
Abdi ngagaduhan perlindungan di sekitar abdi ngalangkon Yesus Kristus.
God called himself Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness.
Nyebat dirina nyalira Jehovah Kenu, pangeran pembenaran urang.
We find righteousness through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
Urang mendakan bebeneran ngalangkungan pengorbanan Yesus Kristus.
All of those names reveal the nature and character of God, and they all point to Jesus Christ's sacrifice.
Sadaya nami eta nunjukkeun pasipatan Allah, sadaya nunjukkeun ka pengorbanan Yesus Kristus.
They tell us what God has done for mankind through Jesus Christ.
Maranehna masian terang urang naon anu Allah perantos midamel ngalangkon Yesus Kristus.
There's one name I didn't mention.
Aya hiji nami anu disebatkeun ku abdi.
It's number 7.
Eta nu 7.
Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer.
Jehovah Rapha, pangeran anu ngadamangkeun urang.
Now, are all of the other benefits provided through the sacrifice of Jesus and not healing?
Nah, sadaya kasayan anu ngalangkungan pengorbanan Yesus sareng kawarasan teu.
No, God has not changed.
Allah terobi.
Healing is brought to us through the sacrifice of Jesus.
Kawarasan dicanda ka urang ngalangkungan pengorbanan Yesus.
Again and again in the Old Testament, we find God healing people.
Dina perjanjian lawas urang mendakan Allah ngadamangkeun jalma rea.
In connection with many things that all pointed to the coming sacrifice of Jesus.
Dina hubungan sareng seueur hal anu sadayana ngacu kana pengorbanan Yesus.
Healing is provided through the sacrifice of Jesus.
Kawarasan nu aya ngalangkungan pengorbanan Yesus.
In Psalm 103 it says this, and I'll just quote it to you.
Jabur 103 caroskeun abdi mungutip.
It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits."
Kan pangeran, hei nyawa jeung tong poho sakumaha sae mantenna.
Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases.
Mantenna ngampura sakabe dosa kaula, nyageurkeun sagala panyakit kaula.
Forgiveness is available.
Nyadiakeun pangampura.
Healing is available.
Kawarasan oge disadayakeun.
Both sin and sickness came into the world through Adam's transgression.
Nya dosa sareng sagala panyakit dongkap kalebet dunya ngalangkungan pelanggaran Adam.
Both were taken care of by the second Adam, Jesus Christ.
Kaduana dicandak ku Adam, kadua Yesus Kristus.
Sin and sickness have passed from me to Calvary.
Dosa sareng panyakit parantos teu aya di abdi ka Kalvari.
Forgiveness and healing have passed from Calvary to me.
Pengampunan sareng kawarasan parantos ngalir di Calvary.
Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 53.
Mengabuka sasarengan dina Yesaya pasal 53.
By the Holy Spirit, Isaiah prophesied about the sacrifice of Jesus.
Roh Kudus, Yesaya ngadubuat kengenan pengorbanan Yesus.
Hundreds of years before Christ was born, Isaiah told what his sacrifice would mean.
Mangratus-ratus tahun satu acana Kristus dibabar ke Yesaya Mesian terang naon harti pengorbanan.
Isaiah chapter 53 has been called the great redemptive chapter of the Old Testament.
Yesaya 53 parantos disebut pasal penebusan agung di perjanjian lawas.
We're going to find some marvelous truths.
Bakal menakan sabaraha kebenaran anu matakeran.
This is the foundation of what we believe.
Nya ieu teh dasar tina naon nu kurang dipercaya.
Concerning Jesus Christ and healing for our bodies.
Inan Yesus Kristus sareng kakawarasan awak-awak urang.
I cannot emphasize to you how important these verses are.
Abdi teu tiasa nekenkeun ka sadere kumaha pentingna ayat ieu.
Look with me in Isaiah 53 in verse 3.
Tingali dina Yesaya 53 ayat 3.
He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him.
Anjeuna urang ku urang dihina, ditampik teu kendat, laranan dangan kanyeri saurang ge eueuh anu hayangeun nenjo acan. Anjeuna ku urang teu dipalire, dianggap teu aya bae.
All Christians would agree that that's talking about Jesus.
Kedaya orang Kristen bakal satuju yen ieu cariosan ngeunaan Yesus.
Look at the next verse, verse 4.
Mangatingali ayat 4 sareng 5.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted.
Disangka ku urang masangsara telantaran dihukum ku Allah saoreng keur nalangan urang. Jasanya nama urang anu kudu nandanganana.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
Anjeuna taratu teh ku karana dosa urang. Anjeuna pangdirangketan ku karana kajahatan urang. Anjeuna nandangan hukuman-hukuman urang. Disalametkeun anjeuna raraheut sareng urang disagerkeun.
These verses tell us what Jesus Christ has done for us through his sacrifice.
Ayat-ayat ieu masian terang ka urang naon Yesus Kristus parantos medamel ka urang ngalangkungan pengorbanan.
Look with me in verse 4 again.
Mangurang tingali dina ayat 4.
It says he's borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
Anjeuna parantos ditanggungna panyakit urang sareng mikul kasangsaraan urang.
In many Bibles, the word for griefs is translated sickness and disease the way that it should be.
Sabaraha kitab suci kata grief dihantroskeun panyakit memang sakadana kitu.
In the English Bible, it is translated as sickness almost 20 times.
Dina kitab suci bahasa Inggris ieu dihartoskeun nyaeta panyakit hampir 20 kali.
The word for sorrows literally means physical pains.
Kata sorrow secara harafiah artosna rasa nyeri jasmani.
Jesus has borne our sicknesses and carried our pains.
Yesus parantos nanggung panyakit urang sareng mikul rasa nyeri urang.
If I saw you walking down the road carrying a heavy load,
pami abdi ningali saderek nuju mapa nyandak hiji momot nu abot,
I might come to you and say, here, let me bear that and carry it for you.
Ingin abdinya ketan saderek teras nyarios mangga abdi bantos.
So I take the load from you and I begin to carry it.
Abdi nyandak momotan eta ti saderek abdi ngawitan nyandak.
You are now free from carrying that load.
Ayeuna saderek bebas tina nyandak momotan.
Jesus carried our sicknesses and our pains for us.
Yesus nyandak panyakit sareng rasa nyeri urang.
So that we could be free.
Baras urang tesa bebas.
It says by his stripes we are healed.
Jaraskeun bilur-bilurna urang didamangkeun.
These verses tell us several things that Jesus has done for us.
Ieu masih terang ka urang sabaraha Yesus parantos ngadamel kanggo urang.
He's borne our sickness, he's carried our pains.
Ieu parantos nanggung panyakit anjeuna parantos mikul rasa nyeri.
Wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities.
Raheut ku urang karena pelanggaran urang, bilur-bilurna kakarana masalah-masalah urang.
He was chastised so we could have peace.
Anjeuna dihukum supados urang ngagaduhan karta.
Our sickness.
Rasa nyeri urang.
Our pain.
Pelanggaran urang.
Our transgressions.
Kajahatan urang.
Our iniquities.
Karta urang.
Our peace.
Urang percaya hal eta.
We believe these things. Jesus took my sins away.
Yesus nyendak dosa-dosa urang.
He was bruised so I could go free.
Anjeunaraos supados abdi tiasa dibebaskeun.
But there's something interesting mentioned here.
Apa aya hiji hal anu saya nu disebat?
In the English Bible as well as in the original Hebrew that this was written in.
Dina kitab suci bahasa Inggris kitu deui dina bahasa aslina Ibrani.
God emphasizes one part of this redemption.
Allah nandaskeun hiji bagian di penebusan ieu.
He uses the word surely that means absolutely beyond all shadow of a doubt.
Anjeun ngangge kata tos pasti, ieu hartosna mutlak ngalangkungan sadaya bayangan.
He didn't say surely he was wounded for our transgressions.
Teu nyarios tos pasti anjeunna kecewa kumargi segala pelanggaran.
Didn't say surely he was bruised for our iniquities.
Anjeunna teu nyarios tos pasti anjeunna kecewa kumargi urang kejahatan.
It doesn't even say surely he was chastised so I could have peace.
Anjeunna teu nyarios pasti anjeunna dihukum supados abdi tiasa kenging kerasaan.
But it does say surely he has borne my sicknesses.
Tapi nyarioskeun tos pasti anjeun nanggung segala penyakit urang.
Every aspect of this is true, but God emphasized one point.
Jadi aspek ieu leres, tapi Allah nekenkeun hiji hal.
Absolutely, Jesus Christ has borne your sicknesses.
Yesus Kristus parantos nanggung segala penyakit urang.
God emphasized that because he knows human nature so well.
Allah nanuskeun ka margi anjeunna apal pisan ka umatna.
He knew that people would try and leave that part out.
Anjeunna terang jalma rea bakal nyobian sareng ninggalkeun bagianna.
So God emphasized it for our benefit.
Allah nekenkeun nya eta kanggo kahadean urang.
And there's a couple other things I want to share with you from these verses.
Aya sabaraha anu sanes hoyong abdi dibagikeun ka sadere.
It says he has borne our sicknesses.
Dicarioskeun anjeunna parantos nanggung panyakit urang.
The word borne in the Hebrew language is nasa.
Kecap nanggung dina basa Ibrani nyaeta nasa.
It means to bear in the sense of suffering punishment for something.
Artosna nanggung artosna sanes nanggung hukuman kanggo hiyal.
Now, this word nasa is important because it's used later on in the same chapter.
Kata nasa penting kumargi ieu dianggo dina pasal anu sami.
Look with me in verse 12 of Isaiah 53.
Mangatingali ayat 12 ti Yesaya 53.
Verse 12. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
Kusabab kitu anjeunna rek dipaparin tempat ka ajen di antara anu karawasa, nu aragung anjeunna geus ikhlas ngorbankeun nyawa nalangan hukuman jalma doraka jadi gaganti jalma doraka sarta mangnedakeun sangkan maranehna bisa diampura.
It says Jesus bore the sin of many. It's the word nasa.
Dijarioskeun Yesus nanggung dosa seueur jalma nya eta nasa.
He suffered the punishment for our sins.
Anjeunna kasiksa hukuman kanggo dosa-dosa urang.
When did Jesus do that?
Kira Yesus mindama hal eta?
When he died upon the cross.
Waktos anjeunna pupus di kai palang.
God used the same word in verse 4 concerning our sicknesses.
Allah nganggo kecap anu sami dina ayat 4 ngeunaan panyakit urang.
Surely he has suffered punishment for our sicknesses.
Pasti anjeunna kasiksa ku hukuman kanggo sagala panyakit urang.
When did you do that, Jesus?
Kira anjeunna mindamel eta Yesus?
When you were lashed across the back and nailed to the cross.
Waktos tonggongna dicepret sareng dipaku ku kai palang.
Through his sacrifice at Calvary.
Ngalangkungan pengorbanan di Kalvari.
Both sin and sickness were taken care of.
Dosa tanapi panyakit ditanggungna.
Again in verse 4 it says he carried our sorrows.
In ayat 4 dicaroskeun anjeunna mikul kasangsaran urang.
It's the Hebrew word sabal.
Dina kecap Ibrani sabal.
This was written in Hebrew in the original language of the Bible.
Ditulis dina basa Ibrani dina basa asal aslina kitab suci.
And then translated into the languages of the world.
Kajeng diterjemahkeun kana basa-basa di dunya.
The word sabal means to bear something as a penalty.
Kata sabal artosna nanggung hiji hal salaku hiji hukuman.
That's important because God uses the word again later in the chapter.
Ieu penting kumargi Allah ngangge kata eta deui dina pasal ieu.
God did it on purpose. He's trying to teach us.
Alami damel ayat tujuan anjeunna ngagaduhan usaha ngajar urang.
Look with me in verse 11.
Mangga urang tingali ayat 11.
He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
Tanggisir pasti na hirup sangsara nan wayuna bakal senang deui sarta bakal ngaraoskeun yang sangsara teu tegap lah. Eta ku abdi satu dipisuka, kami bakal nanggung kasalahan jalma anu loba sarta ku kami ayeuna kasalahan jalma dihampura.
Says Jesus will bear their iniquities. It's the word sabal.
Dicarioskeun Yesus bakal mikul karajaan maranehna ieu sabal.
Jesus bore the penalty for our iniquities.
Yesus nanggung hukuman kanggo sagala kajahatan urang.
But the same word is used in verse 4 for our physical pains.
Tapi aya kata anu sami dina ayat 4 kanggo siksaan jasmani urang.
Jesus died for iniquities on the cross.
Yesus pupus disalib kanggo kajahatan.
He paid a price so we could be free from pain at the same time.
Anjeunna mayar hiji harga supados urang dibebaskeun tina rasa nyeri dina waktu sami.
He was our substitute.
Anjeunna parantos ngagantikeun urang.
Those verses don't mean one thing in verse. Those words don't mean one thing in verses 11 and 12, and something different in verse 4.
Terusan eta ngagaduhan hiji hartos dina ayat 11 sareng 12. Hal hiji eta benten ding ayat 4.
The redemption of Jesus Christ paid a price for sin and for healing.
Penebusan Yesus Kristus mayar hiji harga kanggo dosa sareng kawarasan.
Look with me in the New Testament, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 8.
Mangatingali sasarengan dina perjanjian anyar dina Injil Matius pasal 8.
Matthew chapter 8, we're going to read verses 16 and 17.
Matius pasal 8, urang bakal ngaos ayat 16-17.
When the evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon possessed. And he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick.
Magribna loba jelema anu karaksuk ku setan dideuseukeun ka Yesus. Kan ku sakecap setan-setan ta ku Yesus diusirna garering kitu keneh disageurkeun.
That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses.
Sabab eta dawuhan anu ditepikeun ku Nabi Yesaya di tengah tinekenan. Dabuhan anak kia unggil nanya anjen anu baris nalangan dina segala kahengkaran urang sarang penyakit.
This is the same verse quoted here that we read in Isaiah 53:4.
Ya ayat nusami nu dikutip sarang anu ku urang diawas dina Yesaya 53 ayat 4.
This is a Holy Spirit interpretation of Isaiah 53:4.
Nyata tafsiran Roh Kudus di Yesaya 53 ayat 4.
It says Jesus healed all that came to him.
Yesus ngadamangkeun sadaya anu dongkap ka nyana.
That verse might be fulfilled.
Ayat eta panginten genapi.
He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses.
Anjeunna manggul kalemahan urang sareng nanggung panyakit urang.
I've heard some say this was only fulfilled when Jesus walked the earth.
Diparantos ngadangu sabeberapa urang nyarios ieu mung dipinuhan waktu Yesus mapah di dunya.
And that it does not apply to his sacrifice on the cross.
Ieu kaya gunana ka pangorbananna di kayu palang.
But Jesus forgave sins before he died on the cross as well as healed
Yesus. Yesus ngampura dosa-dosa sateuacanna anjeunna pupus di salib ngadamangkeun sagala penyakit.
He extended both of those mercies on the grounds of what he was going to do in the future.
Anjeunna ngagenggeun kadua rahmatna dina dasar naon anjeunna bade midamel waktu tipayun.
The Bible says he is the lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Kitab suci nyarioskeun anjeunna nyaeta anak domba anu dipencit ti dasar dunya.
Jesus is still healing people that come to him.
Yesus ngadamangkeun jalma rea dongkap ka nyeuna.
That it might be fulfilled.
Beres tiasa tina kanan.
A pastor that I know went to visit a church member.
Urang pendeta nu ku abdi kenal ngadongkapan saurang anggota gereja.
The woman's hands were very crippled with arthritis.
Panangan istri ieu lumpuh kumargi kana radang sendi.
Her fingers were swollen 2 or 3 times the normal size.
Ramona barareu atanapi 3 kali ukuran normal.
She could barely hold anything in her hands.
Anjeunna hampir teu tiasa nyepeng naon bae.
At one point she cried out in pain because her hands hurt.
Hiji waktu anjeunna ngajerit kumargi pananganna nyeri pisan.
And the pastor said, I'm going to pray for you that God will heal.
Nyarios abdi bade ngadoa kanggo ibu supados Allah ngaremangkeun.
She said, all right, pastor, you pray for me.
Anjeunna ngawaler mangga paneta mangga doakeun abdi.
Pastor prayed for her and got finished and nothing had happened.
Anjeunna ngadoa kanggo ibu eta saparantos rengset teu aya naon-naon nu kajantenan.
All healing is not instant. Sometimes it's a process.
Teu sadayana karasa kajantenan dina dangan carita kadang ge.
But he knew she wasn't believing.
Anjeunna terang ibu eta teu percanten.
Because she turned to him and said, "Now, Pastor, you did the best job you could. It must not be God's will for me to be healed."
And dia melongkat ke pendeta terasnya, "Pak pendeta, tos usaha sateka pola sanes pangersa Allah abdi didamangkeun."
He said, "Oh, I see the problem. Do you have a Bible here?" She said, "Yes, over here."
Abdi terang masalahna, ibu gaduh kitab suci, ayeuna ngawareun teu gaduh.
He got the Bible and he opened to Matthew chapter 8 verses 16 and 17. Anjeunna
nampi kitab suci eta teras anjeunna muka Matius pasal 8 ayat 17.
And they read these verses together.
Maranehna ngaos ayat eta.
And the pastor said, "You would have to misquote this verse to leave yourself out."
Ibu lepat ngutip ayat ieu janten ibu teu kalebet.
He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses.
Anjeunna manggul kalemahan urang sareng sagala panyakit.
She held the Bible and turned away from him.
Buatannya pengalkitab teras malik di pendeta.
There was a moment of silence.
Jempling sekedap.
And then suddenly she screamed.
Tajang uduk-uduk anjeuna ngajerit.
He said it scared him.
Pendeta nyarios pikasieuneun ayeuna mah.
He said, "Why are you screaming?"
Naha ibu ngajerit.
She says, "As I was looking at this verse, suddenly I understood it."
Abdi ningali ayat ieu ujug-ujug abdi ngartos.
Jesus died for my sins, but for my sickness as well.
Yesus pupus kanggo dosa-dosa abdi, tapi oge kanggo panyakit abdi.
And she said, "The moment I realized that, all the pain left my hand."
Terus eta abdi sadar sadaya kanyeri abdi leungit.
She said, "Look at my fingers, Pastor, they're normal."
Ningali ramo-ramo abdi, pendeta sadayana normal deui.
And her fingers were normal.
Ramo-ramo normal deui.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Iman ayat ti ngadangu sareng ngadangu dawuhan Allah.
Turn with me if you would in your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Nah, tingali kitab suci hiji Korintus pasal 6.
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Hiji Korintus pasal 6.
We're going to be reading verses 19 and 20.
Dina ayat 18 sareng 20.
I have heard a number of people say that they felt they were glorifying God by being sick in their bodies.
Ningadangu sabaraha jalmi nyaros maranehna ngaraoskeun dimulyakeun Allah sagala penyakit deukna.
I believe that when a person maintains a spirit of kindness when they're suffering, that does bring glory to God.
Di percantan waktu saurang mempertahankeun roh kaadean.
And if they keep in their trust in God during times of suffering, that does glorify God.
Kadean dina waktu samaranehna keur disiksanya eta nyanda kamulyan ka Allah.
But I don't believe the sickness or the troubles are glorify God themselves.
Kami maraneh tetap percantan ka Allah salami nuju disiksa maraneh ngamulyakeun Allah.
Many times sickness makes people bitter.
Ceur pisan jalma ngalaman nyeri hate.
That's more the case than most often.
Masalah ieu nu paling sering kajantenan.
Look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19.
Nah, tingali sasarengan dina hiji Korintus pasal 6 ayat 1.
Says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, who you have from God and you're not your own?"
Nah, teterang yen badan aranjeun teh jadi kabar roh suci, roh paparan ti Allah nu ngancik di aranjeun. Nata rumasa aranjeun teh lain badan aranjeun sorangan.
Says, "For you were bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's."
Aranjeun teh geus meunang nebus, geus dilunasan ku sabab eta badan teh kudu dipake geusan kamulyan Allah.
My body is the temple of God.
Awak abdi nyaeta kabahna roh suci.
It says that I'm to glorify God in my body and my spirit, which both belong to Him.
Yen abdi ngamulyakeun Allah ngalangkuan awak sareng roh abdi kadua milikna anjeunna.
God paid a price for my body and my spirit.
Allah ngalunasan hiji harga kanggo awak sareng roh abdi.
If I remain in sin, that does not glorify God in my spirit.
Kami abdi aya di lebet dosa, hartosna teu ngamulyakeun Allah.
I do not believe that sickness glorifies God in the body.
Abdi teu percantan yen penyakit ngamulyakeun Allah lebet awak.
My body belongs to Him.
Awak abdi teh kagungan anjeunna.
I went to rent a small house once.
Abdi mios kanggo nyewa bumi walit.
It had not been lived in for many, many years.
Bumi eta parantos mang taun-taun teu dijisingan.
All the windows were broken out.
Jendelana hancur.
The house was filled with garbage. The door was broken.
Meta pinuh ku runtah pantongna ge rusak.
Was filled with rats and spiders.
Jeur beurit sareng lancah.
When I went into that place, I would clean it all up before I would move in.
Abdi mios ka tempat eta, abdi kedah meresihan sadayana satekana abdi lebet karinya.
That's going to be my house.
Sebab bakal janten bumi abdi.
When God moves into this house, this temple,
Tos Allah ngalebetan bumi ye, bait ye.
My body.
Awak abdi.
He wants to fix it up.
Ayeuna baris ngalereskeun.
We learn the word of God so we can cooperate with him while he fixes the temple.
Urang diajar dawuhan Allah janten urang tiasa didamel sarangan-sarangan jeuna sawatara anjeunna ngalereskeun bait ye.
God wants to heal the temple.
Allah yang ngadamangkeun bait ye.
Look with me at 1 Peter chapter 1.
Mangga tingali sasarengan dina hiji Petrus pasal hiji.
We've just read that we were bought with a price.
Urang nembe ngaos yen urang parantos dipeser ku hiji harga.
1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 and 19.
Dina hiji Petrus pasal hiji ayat 18 sareng 19.
Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers.
Dulur-dulur geus terang yen anu matak bisa lesot tina hirup anu tanpa guna warisan karuhun teh lain ditebus kudunya beranak sifatna tawah gingsir lain ku emas perak.
But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
Anabusna teh mahal kabina-bina eta getih Kristus anu dilambangkeun ku anak domba.
The price that God paid for me was the precious blood of Jesus.
Harga anu nebus kang abdinya tegeti Yesus anu mahal pisan.
His blood purchased my redemption.
Itina meser penebusan kang abdi.
His blood purchased your redemption.
Itina meser penebusan saderek.
Look at 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24.
Tingali hiji Petrus pasal 2 ayat 24.
1 Peter 2 and 24.
Hiji Petrus 2 ayat 24.
Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed.
Dosa-dosa urang ku anjeunna ditanggal nyalira dina salibna malar urang dipaehkeun tina dosa, sarta dihirupkeun deui dina kayaktian tatu-tatu salirana geus ngajadikeun dulur-dulur waras waluya.
He bore my sins and he took stripes on his back for my healing.
Anjeunna nanggung dosa-dosa abdi sareng ku tatu-tatuna abdi didamangkeun.
The same precious blood of Jesus that poured down his face from the crown of thorns.
Getih nu sami getih Yesus nu mahal parantos dikucurkeun tina raraena.
The blood of Jesus that came from his hands and his feet because of the nails.
Yesus anu ngucur ti panangan-panangan sareng sampeanana kumargi tusukan paku.
The same blood of Jesus that came from his side where they thrust in the spear.
Itu Yesus anu sami nu dikucurkeun lambungna anu ditublas ku tumbak.
That same blood poured from the back of Jesus where he was whipped.
Itu Yesus anu sami tinu tanggung Yesus di mana anjeunna teras-terasan di sepret.
By those stripes I am healed.
Tatu-tatuna abdi didamangkeun.
My spirit and my body have been purchased by God.
Sareng awak abdi parantos dipeser ku Allah.
As I learn to walk in holiness, I glorify God in my spirit.
Tos abdi diajar kanggo mapa di lebet kasucian.
As I learn to walk in health, it brings glory to God in my body.
Sawatara abdi mapa kanggo awak anu sehat, ieu nyanda kamulyan Allah di lebet awak abdi.
We share these things to encourage people.
Abdi ngabagikeun hal-hal ieu kanggo nguatkeun jalma rea.
Again, faith comes by hearing the word of God.
Iman aya dina ngadangu dawuhan Gusti.
We are all growing in the Christian life.
Sadaya tumuwuh di lebet hirup Kristiani.
I am learning to walk in more holiness.
Abdi nuju diajar mapas boros langkung suci.
I'm learning to walk in more health in my body.
Abdi nuju diajar mapas boros awak abdi karaos langkung sehat.
We're trying to help people.
Urang sateka pola kanggo nulungan maranehna.
We need to share with them kindly and lovingly.
Urang peryogi ngabagikeun kahadean sareng kanyaha ka maranehna.
We must be patient with people.
Urang kada sabar ka jalma-jalma eta.
We should never condemn anyone for being
urang
sick.
Urang kadana teu pernah ngahukum sawai alatan teu damang.
We want to lift people up.
Urang hoyong masihan samangat ka jalma rea.
We want to share with them the good word of
urang
God.
Urang hoyong ngabagikeun ka maranehna kasayahan dahuan Gusti.
So their circumstances might change.
Kaayaan maranehna panginten robi.
Sometimes people have to unlearn things before they can learn the truth.
Kadang jalma teu diajar rugi ka maranehna diajar bebeneran.
They must learn the word of God.
Maranehna kada diajar dawuhan Allah.
So they can cooperate with God for their healing.
Maranehna tiasa didamel sasarengan-sareng Allah kanggo kawarasan.
A man came to our church many years ago.
Urang pamenggat dongkap ka gereja abdi mangtaun-taun.
And he was very sick.
Ayeuna teu damang parah.
He had been an alcoholic for over 20 years.
Anjeunna parantos kacanduan alkohol langkung 20 taun.
His knees were destroyed.
Tur-turna nyeri.
He could barely walk. He had worked in the mines since he was a young boy. He crawled upon his knees and just destroyed all of the tissue. He was in pain every day of his life. The doctors told him eventually he would never be able to walk. They said he would have to be pushed about in a wheelchair. They had done many, many operations on his legs. It was all scar tissue. Some days he could not get up and walk at all. Other days he could just walk very slowly, but always in pain. That was the reason he began to drink alcohol, to forget about his pain. Jesus delivered him from the drinking. When he gave his heart to the Lord. But he still had the problem with his
legs.
And I went to his house every week. Week after week after week, I went and taught them the Bible. We read all about what Jesus Christ has done for
us.
I was patient with him. I did everything that I could to build his faith up with the Word of God. After several months of studying the Bible over and over and over, I sensed that he had faith in his heart. I said, "You're ready now for prayer, aren't you?" He said, "Yes, I'm ready." Pray the prayer of faith for me. He was not ready before that. He had not heard enough of the Word of God. You cannot have faith until you hear the Word. I will never forget that day. I prayed for him. And he jumped to his feet. And he began to march around the room like a young man. All of the pain left. He was completely healed. He called his wife in and said, "Look at me," and he marched and he marched and he marched. He took what Jesus Christ had done for him. Through faith. And it brought healing to his body. Jesus was made sin with our sins that we might be free. He took the stripes on his back that we might be healed. God's attitude towards sickness is the same as it is towards sin. We'll not take time to turn there, but I want to tell you a story. You can read it yourself later in Matthew chapter 9. They brought a man to Jesus that was paralyzed. Jesus said to him, "Your sins are forgiven you." The religious leaders say, "Who is this that can forgive sins?" Jesus said, "I'll prove to you that I can forgive his sins." He turned to the man and he said, "Stand up." And the man picked up his pallet and he was instantly healed from his paralysis. The same power that forgives sins heals diseases. Jesus proved to them that he had the power to forgive because he had the power to heal. God wants to forgive your sins. God wants to bring healing to your body. Call upon the Lord. Trust his word. Be cleansed from all sin. Trust him to work in your body. Study the Word of God. Let it become a part of
Sabios you. Eta teh janten bagian tina sadere.
Faith comes by hearing.
Iman aya tina ngadangu.
And hearing by the word of God.
Ngadangu dawuhan Allah.
God bless you as you listen to His word.
Gusti ngaberkahan saderek sawatara saderek ngadangu kedawuhan Allah.